Welcome to Ardor's Erotic Reflections. In this podcast, Ardor gives you glimpses into some of his stories and talks about his odd and pointless views on gender, sex, and all things erotic.
This podcast is originally from 2012. The book, The Unwritten Rules, has been published to both my website, arterotica.com, and amazon.com. Any events mentioned have already taken place. All ebooks bought through my website, arterotica.com, that's ARDOROTICA.com, use PayPal to handle the transaction. It's safe, secure, and the best way to buy my books. You pay the same price you would at Amazon, but only buying from me gets you the free bonus chapters that most of my books have. Stop by my website today and get a free ebook and see how simple it is to put my books on your favorite device. Enough of that nonsense. Let's get on to the good stuff. Hi, folks, and welcome to the first episode of my brand spanking new podcast, Ardor's Erotic Reflections. Don't forget about my other podcast, though, Arterotica. On that podcast, I read excerpts from some of my stories and talk about the trouble I get into. You have to go to my website, arterotica.com, to get that show. That's ARDOROTICA.com. You'll find the show on my podcast page, where you can use the feed link to subscribe to it through iTunes or any other podcatcher that you like to use. You can also listen to it directly from my website. It's all free, but you'll have to go to my website to check it out. So what exactly have I been up to lately? As usual, I've been hard at work writing you more erotic stories. I'm currently working on editing The Unwritten Rules. This story, which was originally meant to only be a couple of chapters long, has wound up being more than 20 chapters long and over 110,000 words. So it's taken me much longer to write and edit than I planned. I hope to have it done soon, though. This story is much longer and more complicated than anything I've ever written. I'm really happy with the way it came out, though. It's kind of a strange combination of erotica and naturist philosophy, which is really weird, because those are two things that usually don't go well together. Naturists don't like sex in their stories, or their resorts, because they think it defies what they're trying to accomplish. I'll get into my feelings on that at another time. Somehow, though, I've managed to combine naturist philosophy and erotica in an unlikely way that really works. If you like being public or exhibitionist stories, this one will be right up your alley. It's about a small, independent, well-respected college that's known for its high standards of educational excellence. It's really like any college you'd expect a student to go to, except for one small thing. All the women on campus are naked. Have I interested you in reading the story? I hope so, because it will be available soon, and a story isn't finished to me unless someone reads it. I'm also hard at work on a new collection of stories. They're coming out amazing. I love writing that stuff. So hot. I can't even explain what a turn-on it is for me. There's just something about the role reversal that is, well, awesome. I'll be reading a little of it for you on a future episode of my other podcast, Arterotica, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. If you've been following me, you know it's been a while since I put out a podcast. But I'm back now, and you can expect episodes of both podcasts monthly. This podcast may come out a little more often than that, but I'm not making any promises yet, and I'm going to keep this one short because I want to get it up on the net so that you know I'm back. However, there are a few more things I want to mention before I get back to work in the erotica mind. 1. I just bought a Wacom Cintiq. This is a special drawing tool that I can't wait to use. I'm going to start experimenting with illustrations in some of my stories. I'm a big fan of Kami Tora, and he's inspired me, by example, to get back to my artistic roots and start drawing again. Look for stuff to start popping up on my website soon. I've got some great scenes to illustrate from all my stories, so this should be a fun addition to them. 2. In a few days, I'm going to Beyond Leather. I've heard a lot about this event. It's supposed to be all sorts of fun, and one of the BDSM community's biggest events in South Florida. It should be really cool, and I'll report back in full after the event. I'm even toying with doing some interviews. However, I've never done one before, and I'm not sure if the opportunity will arise, so I don't know if it's going to happen. I can't wait to see what this event is like, though. I've heard so much about it, and everybody's promised me it's going to be fantastic, so keep an eye on my Twitter feed, because I'll most likely be tweeting live from the event. It takes place from the 26th to the 29th of April. I know that's only a few days away, which is why I want to get this podcast up as soon as I can. So, I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to Arder's Erotic Reflections. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out his other podcast, Arderotica. You'll find it on his podcast page on his website, arderotica.com. That's ArderoTica.com. It's also free and has excerpts of some of his stories. Listen, subscribe, and see you next time on Arder's Erotic Reflections.